In this world, there are strange phenomena. Events so complex they seem unpredictable. A drop of water is placed on the back of a human hand. The water moves down the hand, following its own path. It then drops off the edge, pulled downward by gravity. A second drop falls onto the hand in exactly the same spot. This time, however, the drop of water takes a different path. Why the change? Chaos. There are natural events that seem unpredictable. A small action may affect another, completely changing the course of motion. Could a butterfly's wings, flapping and peaking, combine with currents of wind? And what if those wind currents affected other larger currents as they traveled across the ocean, getting closer to the United States? And what if these now large winds combined with a storm front, resulting in a tornado in Texas? Chaos. Every day we see order becoming chaos. But could it be that chaos has the potential to produce order? Could chaos theory explain the design we see in the universe? Could small, seemingly random events have resulted in greater changes which eventually brought about life? Or could there be a better explanation, one found in the ancient scriptures?
Bereshit bara Elohim.
That an all-powerful creator spoke it into existence. The Institute for Creation Research presents Dinosaurs and the Lost World.
Chaos Theory.
Dinosaurs have become one of the most popular topics of modern times. However, there's another trend sweeping the world called Chaos Theory, and movies like The Lost World are uniting the two. Stay with us as we explore the significance of chaos theory to the Christian faith. We'll talk about how it relates to dinosaurs and the theory of evolution. Finally, we'll equip you to better understand the implications of chaos theory as it's presented in movies.
All right, we've got it.
That's it, people. That's right.
Movies like Jurassic Park and Lost World present chaos in a mysterious way that captivates the world. Although these movies have popularized this new trend, chaos theory has roots further back in history. Greek mythology speaks of a deity named Chaos, the disordered one, who existed prior to the formation of the world. Later, this ancient myth of chaos was forgotten as mankind attempted to better understand the order of the universe. In the late 1600s, Isaac Newton was able to predict the orbits of planets around the sun just by using mathematics and the laws of physics. As a result, scientists believed that understanding physics would give man the ability to understand the world. But in 1927, a German physicist by the name of Werner Heisenberg devised the uncertainty principle. It stated that we cannot be sure of the exact position and speed of an object at the same time. This idea greatly impacted science. As a result, we have entered an age of scientific uncertainty. Unlike Newton's era, we now question our ability to mathematically model reality. And this unrest has led to new ideas in science, quantum physics, nonlinear dynamics, and chaos theory. Even now, chaos theory is already becoming obsolete, transforming into the concept called complexity theory. These new ideas are shaping society and are at times misused to attack the foundation of God's Word.
Although many people are fascinated by the puzzling claims surrounding chaos theory, few understand it. Chaos is often thought to be random, unexplainable phenomena. However, chaos theory or complexity theory is an attempt to understand things that appear vastly complex in our world. Dr. Henry Morris is the founder of the Institute for Creation Research. He explains it this way.
Well, the popular connotation of, quote, chaos is that of a completely disordered or randomized milieu. The formal theory of chaos, however, assumes a chaos to be a very complex system in which the underlying order from which it developed can be at least potentially deduced mathematically or by computer simulation.
A common example of a chaotic system is the weather. It's so complex because there are many minor factors that can affect our climate. This makes it impossible to predict the weather more than several days away. Using chaos theory, scientists can anticipate general trends, but not the type of weather for a specific day, because many small factors may result in major changes in the weather. When these small actions lead to greater reactions, it's called sensitive dependence. Stan Smith is a mathematician and author of an article on chaos theory published in the CRS Quarterly.
Lorenz and his study of the atmosphere realized that because of sensitive dependence, in his study of atmospheric weather, that basically you are never going to be able to predict long-term changes in weather.
When used properly, chaos theory can help mankind to better understand God's order in creation.
And there have been some remarkable discoveries, and basically the point of how we can use these the new mathematical ideas in chaos and you know, in engineering and being able to engineer it and use it basically in the area of electronics and just in general mathematical understanding of just a whole host of phenomena. And what's even more exciting is that we've been able to give some level of mathematical description and have some understanding of why these, what you might call crazy or wild things, you know, are happening.
Sadly, like all disciplines of science, chaos theory can be misused to support wrong conclusions.
Since man has discovered dinosaur fossils, he's been perplexed by a question. What killed these great creatures? Michael Crichton, author of The Lost World, has brought forth a new question. Could chaos theory explain extinction of the dinosaurs? There have been some individuals that have suggested a concept known as the edge of chaos. This edge of chaos is the point at which a stable system becomes unstable. This edge of chaos might be the ideal place for animals to survive, balanced between stability and change that allows a creature to adapt to new environments. It is a zone of conflict and upheaval where the old and the new are constantly at war. To move away from this edge of chaos is deadly. Complete stability would mean that an animal couldn't adapt to changing conditions. Too much change would be just as deadly. Could chaos theory explain the evolution of a species and its extinction?
One of the leading think tanks on chaos and complexity theories is the Santa Fe Institute in New Mexico. One of their interests is studying this edge of chaos. Dr. Lynn Carruthers is the chairman of mathematics at Masters College in Los Angeles.
A fellow by the name of Chris Langton and Norman Packard at Santa Fe Institute had an idea that perhaps what we really are interested in studying is this edge or border between what we know to be rigid order and the kind of chaotic randomness we often see in a number of fairly simple systems that have highly unpredictable character to them.
In his book, Michael Crichton suggests that animals, like dinosaurs, survive best living on the edge of chaos, caught between stability and change. As the theory goes, for some unknown reason, dinosaurs' behavior moved away from this delicate balance, causing their extinction. Those who have faith in this idea may not understand the reason the dinosaurs went extinct, but they would claim that it was part of a complex pattern, such as the weather patterns we discussed earlier. They say that although we can't predict when a specific species will die out, we can predict certain complex patterns of extinction.
Pierre Bach, a physicist at Brookhaven National Lab, has defined this area of complexity as a system that organizes itself, and his model for this system is a sand pile. Sand piles by a series of avalanches eventually form what he calls a critical state, where eventually, as one is looking at the sand pile, if a person plots the size and frequency of these avalanches, the probability of avalanches decrease as their size increases.
This sandpile model is applied to animal extinction. Chaoticians would say that the probability of extinction decreases as an animal population increases. In other words, more animals equals more stability. However, large animal populations will eventually crash, just as large sandpiles crash. Chaoticians believe the timing of the collapsing sand models can also be applied to the timing of animal extinctions, as well as other events.
Bach has said that this new model would help to explain earthquakes, stock markets, extinction, and even brain waves that have this kind of pattern. why species might persist for millions of years and then vanish overnight.
So what's wrong with chaos and complexity theories as a way of explaining the disappearance of dinosaurs? The problem is this. Although they may sound acceptable theoretically, they don't seem to be based in observable facts.
Nobody can seem to make the same kind of sand pile that Bach has been working with. Most of their sand piles tend to oscillate between large-scale avalanches and immobility of sand, and very few of them display the parallel behavior that supposedly describes this new definition of complexity.
Even though the sand pile model falls short, could the edge of chaos still be valid in explaining dinosaur extinction? Here's Dr. Henry Morse.
A few people think that after being poised on the so-called edge of chaos for a very long time with small changes taking place, dinosaur behaviors then change just enough to trigger certain environmental changes and further changes in behavior, which then produced a catastrophic domino effect which rather quickly wiped them out. Well, the fact is, however, that the Genesis flood and its after effects on the global ecology provide a much more realistic explanation for the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Paleontologist David Phillips has conducted extensive research in dinosaur extinction.
Well, what's fascinating is when we find dinosaurs, in almost all cases, there are exceptions, but in almost all cases, they're massive fossil graveyards of water-deposited organisms. And we can see that they were washed into location by catastrophic inundation of water.
Although most of the dinosaurs were killed during the flood, those who survived died out later. Dr. Duane Gish, biochemist with the Institute for Creation Research.
And we believe the dinosaurs became extinct following the flood because of the tremendous change that took place on the Earth at the time of the flood.
And this idea fits the facts. Chaos theory may be able to model the pattern of extinction, but it doesn't square with the actual data. The creation explanation works best with the evidence.